Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. This is our secret place of communing with our God Most High. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place of the Most High. There are two places of abiding in this world. You are either in the secret place of the Most High or in the secret court of the devil. We have chosen the secret place of the Most High Almighty. So, don't miss this altar daily. First thing as you wake up, after listening and receiving from Turning Point Audio, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet. Read the short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer written it for the day also. Then follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, the prayer book content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so now. Then welcome also to Friday, the 10th day in May 2024. The book of Joshua, chapter 4, verse 19 says, The people came out of Jordan on the 10th day. Wow, coming out on the 10th day. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. This 10th day of the month of grace, you are coming out. Out of indebtedness, out of pains, out of sickness, out of idleness, out of confusion, out of delay, out of disappointment, out of discouragement, out of frustration, out of crisis, out of barrenness, out of unhappiness, out of shortages, out of losses, out of ridicule, out of shame, out of embarrassment, out of insult, out of reproach, out of mockery, out of danger, out of hunger, out of borrowing to live, out of not enough, out of anything that is negative, unpleasant, and undeserving. You are coming out. God brought Israel out of Egypt. Then he brought them out of Jordan. He will bring you out also. Out of failure, out of addiction you may be into, out of prison and bondage of life, God will bring you out. He will bring your son out. He will bring your daughter out. He will bring your husband back. He will bring your business back. He will bring your anointing back. He will bring your fortune back. He will bring your joy and excitement back. Say, Amen, I receive it. If any of what I have been mentioning concerning you, concerns you, say, Amen, Amen, and Amen. Yes, you will get it back. He will bring it out. He will bring it back to you. This is how I'm receiving it today. He brought them out. He brought them out. Out of bondage, out of ridicule, out of slavery, you are the next. He will bring you out. Then who is this? A loved one has been missing. One of your loved ones for a while. Mention the names of the person 3 times as I start praying. And you lost or misplaced something precious and important to you. You are going to get it back. Someone lost a job recently. There is a strong anointing of lost and found on this commission. I prophesy, receive back what you have lost. What you have lost, take it back. That lost loved ones will be found. He shall return home. He shall call the phone very soon. He or she is alive, is not dead. You will celebrate this testimony. Lost job. You will get a job 3 times better than the one you lost in Jesus' name. Right. May 10, born people. Your bad day prayers. Open your hand. Your bad day is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will celebrate May 10 yearly till you are 120 years and more in Jesus' name. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Now, listeners, let's move to teachings, insightful teachings, using questions and situations that members are sending in. Send yours if you have any, or resend the one you sent before that time has not allowed us to treat. First issue today, treat as urgent, sir. Wow. Every issue before me here is urgent. I wish we have all the time to treat all of them. There is this young man coming to marry my daughter. He said he had married before and divorced his wife because she cheated on him. Can my daughter marry such man? Daddy, I need your urgent advice. Wow. Straight answer, no. The story of the wife cheating is only from him, from his own side alone. Get the divorced wife to also tell her own side of the story. How will you allow your young daughter, never married before, to marry a man that divorced his wife? Find out very well. He must have character issue, which she will soon unleash on your daughter if he married her. That time, it will be too late. God hates divorce. Except diligent investigation is done by the church to find him innocent or the woman in question walked away from the marriage, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15. If I were you, I would not allow my daughter, my innocent daughter, to get married to such a man. Let your daughter wait for her God-ordained husband. Next, good morning, Daddy. I sell different items, different things. So people always send me to buy things for them when I go to market. I then add my own profit and tell them I bought it for so amount. Daddy, have I sinned? Wow, we have treated a question like this here before, although long time ago. It is not a sin to make profit on what you are selling. That is your job. Trading is not charity. You are a trader. What is bad is telling lies, which you shouldn't. If anyone sends you to buy an item, bring that item or find out the price of the item, add your own profit margin, and say this is how much you will pay. What the cost price is not their concern. If they don't want it that way, they should go look for it or go to the market themselves. So tell them what they are to pay. It is when you add your own profit and now still tell them that is the cost price that your conscience will strike. That is when it becomes a sin. That is when it becomes a lie. Next, good morning, Daddy and my TPGF members. Daddy, I need your urgent counsel. My daughter is having an emotional and physical abuse from her husband. The most traumatic issue is that he has been sleeping with their 16-year-old daughter when she was just 9 years old. He threatened her that he will no longer pay her school fees if she tells the mother. She said there was a time she almost took sniper because of this issue. The man is also in court, and his nickname is Big Sheep. My daughter wants to file for divorce and relocate to another state. Wow, we treated a case similar to this here, I think sometimes last year. Mr. Big Brother is a criminal, or Big Sheep is a criminal. Sleeping with own daughter, he committed incest and violated a minor. He should be apprehended, prosecuted, and jailed. Please report him to law enforcement agencies and such other bodies, NGOs, that defend and protect minors from such sexual abuse. She should not just file for a divorce and relocate to another state. That man should be reported, arrested, prosecuted, and jailed according to the law of that state or country. He is less than a human being. He should be kept away. And your daughter should be rehabilitated. She has been violated, abused, and traumatized. She needs to be treated and counseled by a therapist. Next, please, I need your counsel. I'm a single grandma, just retired from active service. A widower is seriously asking for my hand in marriage. We love each other. My problem is, how do I convince my family? He is 74, while I am 65. He's also a TPGF member. Daddy, please, it is urgent. Wow, a widower is free to remarry at whatever age. You did not tell us whether you are also a widow, although you said you are a single grandma. Honestly, I don't know what that one means. At 74 and you 65, you are both not looking for procreation, not for children again. You probably want companionship, mutual help, adding value and support to each other. That is what I think you are looking for. at 65, I wonder why you still need your family to approve your marriage, and you are still worried on whether the family will accept, or do you mean your children? Even then, at 65, you should own your life. Listeners, let's have your comment on this issue so that we can all learn. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Join us later this evening on Friday's edition of Ask Your Question broadcast on our social media platforms, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Tomorrow is our communion service day online. Prepare your communion element from this evening. Hooray! There is a new addition. You can now send us your testimony as voice note on WhatsApp. We shall air it on our very many radio stations. How? Simple. Open WhatsApp and record your testimony. Let it be clean and clear. In English, maximum of 2 minutes. Testimonies longer than 2 minutes cannot be aired because of the shortness of time. Send it to this line, +234 80555 8377. Do so. +234 80555 8377. Give testimony. When you give your testimonies, you commit God to do more for you. When you give your testimonies, you become a blessing to all those listening to you. Their own faith too will be inspired. And when you tell the story of what God has done, the enemy is not able to steal your miracle. So send your voice note testimony to that line from now on. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. Month has ended. Tithe paying, personal and business profit tithing, and the seed we are sowing, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, the 555 seed we are sowing this month, and every vow you want to say, you want to sow. Our sowing and tithing are our covenant work with God as long as we live. We will keep paying tithe to God for the expansion of his kingdom and keep sowing seed for heavens to open on us as long as we live. You can hear the testimonies of others. If you do what they are doing, you will get what they are getting. I prophesy to everyone's life, doors will open for you in interesting places. God will wrap you around with his blessings. You are healed. You are lifted. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.